It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's back for a limited time. Every Tuesday is KFC Chicken Tuesday. Indulge in KFC's original or hot and crispy chicken every Tuesday from 16th April to 21st May. 5 pieces for only $9.95. Save up to 54%. You want it because it's finger-licking good.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
I've always loved the full-on flavors of prata and dosa, but some older relatives swear their allegiance to chapati, saying nothing beats a freshly made, unadulterated roti hot off the griddle. Not having a lot of chapati experience to go on, I decided to make it my next Makan mission to hunt down some of the best in Singapore. After several urgent text messages, a night of Googling, and an intense discussion with a foodie friend, I had narrowed my search down to just one place. Short of making it yourself at home, the next best thing is Azmi Restaurant for excellent unleavened flatbread. As most heritage hawker stories begin, Azmi Restaurant was started by the patriarch of one family in 1960. Mr. Iftikhar Ahmad came from the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh to Singapore and together with his son, Intizar Ahmad, set up the now legendary Little India Eatery on the corner of Serangoon and Norris Roads. The majority of the customers know it as the Norris Road Chapati. It's the original and go-to place for fresh handmade chapati, and the 60-year-old institution has since expanded to meet demand. And it was the second branch of Azmi Restaurant I headed to for their famous chapati and mutton keema. Now, their chapati is made to order the traditional way using only wheat flour and water. Nothing else is added. No honey, milk, or oil. Small, even balls of dough are plucked from a large batch in a tub, rolled between palms, then flattened into liberally floured discs. When placed on the hot griddle, the chapati puff up like airy pockets. My hearty meal of two chapati and a plateful of mutton keema cost just $5.50, and the magic really was in the contrast of the two elements. The chapati had a very clean, neutral taste that complemented the robust flavor of the mutton keema perfectly. The light and fluffy chapati with their hollow centers reminded me of rounded handbags, just like perfect curry containers, larger than my face. They were tender to tear but with a good chew, and the lightly golden chapati were toasty from the griddle and attractively charred, which added a slight smokiness to the otherwise delicately flavored flatbread. It's all about purity of ingredients and a super simple recipe which makes for a truly healthy and wholesome dish. In fact, it was so healthy, it felt really good to add a little naughtiness into the mix with the rich, aromatic mutton keema. Minced precisely to their specifications by the same longtime meat supplier, their mutton is slow-cooked for 2 to 3 hours with lots of spices which mellows that distinct aroma of the meat. The minced mutton had a fantastic meat-to-fat ratio, which means it was succulent. And there were also green peas and finely diced potato in the curry. It had a gentle chili kick, powerful seasonings of garam masala and other secret herbs and spices, and also a caramelized sweetness from the onions and green peas. Azmi Restaurant's mutton keema is a creamy triumph of sumptuous layered flavors. And altogether, the chapati is a blank canvas, the keema is like the paint, creating a combination that is culinary art. So by then I was beginning to understand a little of chapati's appeal. It's an everyday comfort food, the very heart of the family kitchen and home life. Its strength lies in being plain and simple. It's inexpensive, it's filling, and chapati is a staple that plays a vital supporting role to the more flavorsome curries without interfering with the taste. But if you prefer something else, they also have a whole array of other vegetable, fish, chicken, and mutton dishes on their menu, as well as biryani and a whole selection of snacks. For lots of variety and excellent chapati and keema, Azmi Restaurant has got to be your go-to place. You'll find their new branch at No. 2 Dalhousie Lane in Little India. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Listen app.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.
Brought to you by the fluffy McDonald's Scrambled Egg Burger.